I'm determined to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am. I'm determined to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am. Through hard trials, tribulations, persecutions, I'm determined to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am. I'm determined to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am. I'm determined to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am. Through hard trials, tribulations, persecutions, I'm determined to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am. I'm determined to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am. I'm determined to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am. Through hard trials, tribulations, persecutions, I'm determined to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am. Through hard trials, tribulations, persecutions, I'm determined to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am. Through hard trials, tribulations, persecutions, I'm determined to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you for another day that you made and another day that you blessed us today of the sea, another day of life, another day of victory, another day of being in your will, another day that we can call upon you, another day, God, that you will answer us, and another day that you will show us great and mighty things which we know it not. It's a brand new day, a day filled with mercy, a day filled with grace. And because of who you are, Lord, we are determined to walk with you today. God, no matter what may come our way this day, we understand, God, deep down within our souls that no weapon that's formed against us shall be able to prosper. It just won't work because your word has promised us. And because of your word, God, because of your promises that are yea and amen, God, we are determined to continue to press on. We are determined to continue to march on. We are determined to continue to move forward, God, because we know that greater is ahead of us. Thank you for all that you have done, God. You have been so good to us. You have been such a mighty God. And we're thankful, God, that you have blessed us to be able to see a brand new day, a day, God, that you know, oh God, the thoughts that you think towards us, a day that you know the end that you have expected for us, God, a day, God, that you know, God, the steps that we need to take. And so, God, since you know it all, Lord, we won't lean into our own understanding, but Lord, we acknowledge, Lord, that we are nothing without you. So we ask, God, right now, that you would come to more and have your way in our lives this day. Move by your power, move by your might, move by your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we don't want to allow anything to get in the way of you moving on our behalf. So we put flesh under subjection, Lord. We cast the devil out of our minds right now, God. We plead the blood right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the blood, oh God, it heals, oh God, today. The blood still works, oh God. Yes, it does today. The blood still has its power, and we need your blood, oh God. We need your strength, oh God. We need your anointing, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We need you to come to more and have your way, oh God, because we can't make it on our own today. We can't live on our own this day. Oh, God, we can't move on our own this day. So we surrender to your will, God, and we ask that you would come to more and have your way in our lives right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your will be done, God. Not our wills, but let thine will be done. So, God, give us a nevertheless spirit even right now, God. No matter what comes our way, nevertheless, not my will, oh God, but thine will be done. No matter what may be going on in our finances right now, nevertheless, God, not my will, but let thine will be done, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter what may be going on in my body, I may have some pains in my body. I may have some aches in my body. There may be some issues going on, but nevertheless, not my will, but let thine will be done, God, because you are the master physician, God. You are the doctor that has never lost the case, oh God. You are still that balm in Gilead, and so my body, it belongs to you, God. My finances, it belongs to you, God. My well-being, Lord, it belongs to you, because I belong to you, God. It says, I belong to you, oh God. There's no good thing that you will withhold from me, Lord, because I love you, oh God, and because I hear you, and because I obey you. It says, I belong to God. Oh God, there's nothing that the enemy can do that will stop me, oh God, from letting your will be done in my life on this day. You are Alpha. You are Omega. You are the beginning, and you are the end. And God, you are everything in between. And so we surrender to you, and we submit to your will. Not our will, God, but let thine will be done in the lives of your people. We're still praying for Houston, Lord. We're still praying for those that are affected in Louisiana, Lord. God, we're still praying for the White House, God. We're still praying for America, God. We're praying for the Lewis family, Lord, during their time of bereavement, Lord. We're praying, oh God, for the nation, God, because America has sinned against thee. God, we're asking for mercy, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're still praying, oh God, for little baby Bellanova, God. We're still praying, oh God, for little baby Noel Court, God. Oh God, we're still praying, oh God. Oh God, for Miss Joanne, oh God. We bind that cancer, we declare healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we're praying, oh God, for Sister Connie, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and little baby Coulter, Lord, and the entire family, Lord. We're praying, oh God, for Mother, for Bishop Brown and the Brown family and the Church of the Blessed Trinity, Lord. We place this into your hands, oh God. Yes, oh God, in this life we shall have tribulations, but you promised us, oh God, that it did not end at the tribulation. It did not end at the loss. It did not end at the heartache, oh God, but we can be of good cheer. We can find ourselves determined. We can hold on and see what the end is going to be, because you have already overcome the world. That means I'm more than an overcomer, God. That means I'm a guaranteed victor, oh God. That means I'm going to win in the end. And so instead of being discouraged about what's going on in life, oh God, I'm going to speak and declare the words of God into my life, and I'm going to declare that I can do all things, no matter what comes against me, Lord. I am the victor, oh God. I can do all things, oh God. No matter what troubles, oh God, come my way, Lord. I can do all things through Christ. And I thank you, God, that it's through you. It's not through me. It's not through my power. It's not through my might. Because, God, in this flesh, there is no good thing, God. But I thank you that I'm no longer bound by the laws of the flesh. I can walk in determination. I can walk in victory. I can walk with my head held high, God, because it's not about me, but it's about the Spirit, God, that you have placed in me to give me power, oh God, to give me love, and to give me a sound mind. I thank you, God, that I don't have to rely upon this flesh. Oh, God, because this flesh, oh, God, it fails me quite often. But your Spirit never fails. Your love never fails. Your mercy never fails. And, Lord, I want to say thank you for being such an awesome God. Now, lead us, oh, God, today in the name of Jesus. Put a determination in us, God. Put us a mind to be determined to never give up. It's easy in this day and time, oh God, to quit, to turn away. But Lord, give us the determination to continue to move forward, a determination, oh God, to continue, oh God, to put our trust in you. Lord, I trust you today. God, I trust you. Lord, I know I've cried, and I know many have cried to you, Lord. Why, oh Lord, why, oh Lord? But my trust is in you, God, because I know that you won't ever leave me. I know that you'll never forsake me. Lord, I know that you hear the cries and the pleas of your people. You said if we would call upon you, you would answer us. Lord, we cry out, God, and you promise to answer, Lord. Sometimes we don't agree with your answer, Lord, and we act like we don't hear it. But, Lord, you guarantee that you will answer and that you'll show us great and mighty things. Show yourself mighty on behalf of your people, Lord, today, as we go to our jobs, as we go to school, as we go to our different destinations, God, wherever it is that is on our schedule for today, Lord, we thank you for going with us. We thank you for already being there. And, God, we thank you for already knowing what you have planned for us. And, Lord, we thank you, oh, God, that no matter how our situation may be, whether it may look bleak or whether it may look rosy and promising, Lord, oh, God, you told us that we can live and not die. So I speak life over everyone that's under the sound of my voice right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, the enemy is a liar, and we declare that he is a liar. We declare that he is a defeated foe. We declare, God, that everything that he tries to do to cause us to be separated from your love by bringing death and life and tribulation and heartache and pain, nothing will be able to separate me from your love on this day. And nothing will be able to separate us from your love on this day. Cover us in the blood, God, because your blood is our protective power. Because of your blood, Lord, thank you for the blood. I just thank you for the blood. Because of the blood, I'm not dead today. Because of the blood, I've been changed and my life has been turned around. Because of the blood, I've been brought out of darkness into your marvelous light. It's only because of the blood. So, God, cover us in the blood today. The blood still keeps. The blood still covers. The blood still heals. The blood still works. So I plead the blood over everyone that's under the sound of my voice on this day as we put our flesh under subjection. Oh, God, come the more and have your way. A day of fasting. A day of consecration, Lord, and let us not waste our day with things that don't build up our spirit, man, but give us the mind, Lord, to pray. Men ought to always pray and not faint, and that's why we find ourselves here early in the morning taking time to pray and taking time to seek your face. Lead us and guide us and direct us on this day. Grant us wisdom. Grant us discernment. Grant us favor, God. Let your will be done. We'll obey. We'll say yes. We'll surrender to you because, God, we are determined to walk with you. Yes, we are. And so bless us. Keep us in the heart of your hand and in the center of your will, God. Take us around this place, oh, God, but bring us back home safely. Touch our families, God. Touch our loved ones, Lord. And, God, bless those on our jobs. Bless those that are on our school, at our schools. Lord, help us to let our light shine. Lord, someone needs to know that you saved today. In spite of what the news, in spite of what the news continues to declare, God, about the foolishness of a president or about the troubles that's going on in Houston, God, and the trauma and the tragicness, oh, God, that's going on, the tragedy that's going on, God, you're still a good God, and we still trust in you. Lord, you can turn anything around and make it work together for our good. And so we love you. We trust you, God. We put our lives in your hands. So come to more and have your way. And we love on you all the day long. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.